Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Intensity Therapeutics secures $6.6 million through at-the-market stock sales in July 2025. Intensity Therapeutics, Inc. announced securing $6.6 million in gross proceeds through at-the-market stock sales in July 2025, selling 19,658 shares at an average price of $3.23 per share. The company now has 46,035,081 shares issued and outstanding. President and CEO Louis H. Sheff Bender stated that the proceeds will strengthen the balance sheet and support clinical trials through the second half of 2026. The average price per share for the ATM sales was over 10% higher than the June 2025 public offering, with lower costs. Intensity's lead product candidate, ENT-230-6, shows promise in killing tumors and engaging the immune system without immunosuppression. For more information, visit intensitytherapeutics.com.
Trilogy Metals Inc., NM American, TMQ, is one to watch. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on NYSE American as TMQ and on TSX as TMQ, is a company to watch. With a 50% interest in the UKMP hosting two high-grade undeveloped copper deposits, the Arctic project boasts robust economics with an after-tax NPV of $1.1 billion. The adjacent Bornite project holds 6.5 billion pounds of inferred copper. Trilogy benefits from partnerships with South32, Nana Regional Corporation, and the state of Alaska. Operating in a top-tier mining jurisdiction, the company is led by an experienced executive team. Focused on advancing high-grade copper and critical mineral assets in Alaska, Trilogy is uniquely positioned for global electrification and energy transition. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Study compares whether EV battery reuse is better than recycling. A study comparing whether EV battery reuse is better than recycling has been conducted by a joint team of researchers. With battery electric vehicles, BEVs, becoming more common worldwide, these packs have an estimated lifespan of 10 to 20 years. Factors such as driving habits, battery chemistry, maintenance, and environmental conditions can affect this. It would be interesting to hear what EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ Binney, think about creating an ecosystem for handling used electric vehicle batteries.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ XP, petitions FDA to ban benzethonium chloride from ketamine products. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. has petitioned the FDA to ban benzethonium chloride from all ketamine products in the U.S. The company cited concerns about the preservative's toxicity and lack of safety for use. NRx is also working on a preservative-free ketamine formulation with room temperature stability and sterility, supported by a new patent. The company aims to address suicidal depression with ketamine while eliminating harmful additives. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders like suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.